Austria hands over the presidency of the European Union to Finland on Saturday, July the 1st. Over the past 6 months, Austria has had the job of finalising the details of the EU's post-2007 budget, as well as moving the Lisbon strategy forward. This initiative aims to make Europe more competitive and to create more jobs. But an unexpected challenge came Austria's way when Russian energy supplies were suddenly threatened in the depths of the very cold last European winter. Kerry Skyring reports on the highs and lows of the Austrian EU presidency.
Austria conducted what some claimed was a kitsch start to its presidency, a summit called the Sound of Europe. It was held in Salzburg, the birthplace of Mozart, 250 years ago. But even as the cultural clichés were still being rolled out, the first full-blown crisis of the presidency was underway. In the middle of a severe cold snap last winter, Russia began to cut gas supplies to Ukraine, and many European countries connected to the same pipeline were also affected. The EU urged Russia and Ukraine to sort out their dispute, and after gas pressure was restored, Austrian Economy Minister Martin Bartenstein proudly claimed success. But at the end of 6 months, as it hands the European reins over to Finland, has Austria delivered on the key issues of jobs and European competitiveness? Peter Havlik is chief economist at the Vienna Institute for International Economic Studies.
My assessment is that the progress has been rather modest. Of course, there were some successes. There was this agreement on the budget. There was the agreement on the services directive. There were some disputes regarding the liberalization of the labor market. I have in mind changes in these transitory periods regarding the new EU member states.
Modest progress, perhaps, but then the Austrian presidency did manage to escape the major crises of the previous two. The crisis over the constitutional treaty, rejected by France and the Netherlands, and the budget crisis, finally resolved by Britain. But is a crisis-free presidency necessarily a successful one? According to Johannes Pollack, EU expert at the Austrian Academy of Sciences, the answer is no. He says there's still much to be done.
And what is very important is, for instance, the adoption of the seventh framework program for research and science, something which has not happened during the Austrian presidency. Then there should be, I think, there should be a discussion also about the employment policy or Lisbon strategy, which was not paid a lot of attention to in the last years and in the last month.
Despite Austria saying that that is a priority.
If you look at the figures of the financial agreement, you definitely see that this is very much hot air and has nothing to do with the substance or the money which is really devoted to these issues.
That's as much a criticism of other EU nations as it is of Austria. Even Germany wanted a tight cap on European spending. But there was praise from many for the way Austria kept alive the discussion over Europe's future and the constitution. Here's how one outside observer summed it up. Andrew Moravchik is director of the European Union program at Princeton University in the United States.
I think the Austrian presidency's rhetoric has been very positive. That rhetoric has stressed simultaneously the unity of Europe and the diversity of its peoples, policies, and political systems. It's that balance between unity and diversity that is the distinctive contribution of Europe in the modern period.
So, as the land of Mozart and Freud hands the reins to the land of reindeer and Nokia, no major crises are on the horizon. The debate over what to do about the EU's lapsed constitution has been put off until the German presidency in the second half of 2007. Austria's centre-right government has unashamedly declared the EU presidency a success. It certainly ended on a high note with a visit last week of US President George W. Bush for a transatlantic summit. The government is hoping that all of this will add up to good marks from the voters. There'll be an election in Austria within months of the presidency ending. Kerry Skyring, Deutsche Welle Radio, Vienna.